This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. You're listening to episode 37 of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. Today's episode is part three of a three-part series on seizing your moment. Ephesians 15 through 16. So be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom, for we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purposes. Do you know, and I'm sure you do if you've been listening to this series, that every circumstance that you face becomes an opportunity for you to do something? The very definition of an opportunity is a set of circumstances that make it possible to do something. So will you take full advantage of every day? Will you take full advantage of every circumstance, knowing that it is an opportunity for transformation and innovation, an opportunity for growth and strength and renewed purpose and kingdom life? Now you have a choice to make. Will you seize your moment, or will your moment seize you? The previous episodes in this series, I dealt with the obstacles of blame and distraction. This week, I want to deal with the obstacle that keeps us in waiting, hoping for the return of normal. Listen, change will happen. It's inevitable. Whether we initiate it or it happens around us or to us, whether it's gradual or it happens suddenly, change is going to happen whether you like it or not. Now, for something that is guaranteed, that has complete certainty, it would make sense to prepare yourself for it, right? Yet people remain in a state of frustration and confusion, bitterness and fear because they haven't readied themselves for it. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not emphasizing the need to prepare yourself for some future negative change. But are you ready for the change that God wants to initiate in your life? Are you ready for your God-given dream to materialize? Are you ready to walk through your open door that was once shut? The truth is, positive change, kingdom transformation, can be perceived negatively based upon our readiness to receive it. Numbers 13, 30 through 32. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out. You see, the promise was prepared. It was ready to be taken, but the people were not ready to take it. Exodus 13, 17. When Pharaoh finally let the people go, God did not lead them along the main road that runs through Philistine territory, even though that was the shortest route to the promised land. God said, if the people are faced with a battle, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. Have you ever wondered why the promises of God seem to take such a long time to be fulfilled in your life? Could it be that the promises were ready to be taken, but you were not ready to take them? Let me put this into context. The Israelites would have returned to a place of bondage, a place of restriction, into a place of limitation if they were confronted with an enemy. But God, in all His perfect wisdom, chose to take them the long way. Yes, their physical bodies had been set free, but their mind was still stuck in the normalcy of their past. They were willing to return to their normal, quote-unquote normal, even if it meant bondage. Now, how would you respond if God removed all your barriers? Would you be ready to step into your promise? I find it funny that we pray for transformation and then get upset when things begin to change. An example of this is when the church prays for revival to fall on the young, to fall on the youth, and then they get upset when the music changes. Well, aren't we getting what we prayed for? The problem is most people don't want true revival. They want the reviving and refreshing of traditions and models. They want things to feel refreshed, yet remain the same. Ephesians 3:20. Now all the glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. When the glory of God is revealed in us, we are going to get more than what we've asked for, more than what we bargained for. We're going to be taken further than what we could have ever imagined. The type of preparation that I'm talking about has very little to do with our external preparation, because how can you truly prepare for things that you can't even imagine? The preparation that I'm referring to is the posturing of our hearts. It's surrendering to the work of Christ in us and remaining committed to following him wherever he leads. It's setting our hearts for the continued yes. You see, when we decide to follow Jesus, there's no returning to normal. There's no turning back. If we're going to seize our moment, we can't wait for a return to normalcy. We can't wait for a return to routine or status quo. We must align our hearts with his heartbeat, to move when he moves, to commit to follow even in the midst of uncertainty. You see, the kingdom of God is ever increasing, and so is his work in us. Let's commit to it and remove any obstacle that hinders us from seizing our moment. I want to thank all of you who've joined us on this devotional journey. Your support and encouragement is much appreciated. If you're listening on Facebook, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure you check out our free resource page where you can find tools to use during your personal or group time devotions. As always, thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.